Today on Real Life Radio.
You can believe in God and nobody can know about it, and you can live in an ambiguous Christian life with no effect on the culture and the people around you, and you can point and criticize people who get involved for righteousness' sake to shine their light and to be salt and make yourself feel a little bit better. But the tragedy is this: you've lost your saltiness.
This is Real Life. Welcome to Real Life Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible.
Well, friends, listen, it's been 2 years here at the Real Life Network, and God has been so good to us. God put it on our hearts to create a network that would be cancel-free, censorship-free, uncompromising, so that we could bring the truth to anyone, anywhere. God has been so good to us these last 2 years, everybody, and we want to thank all of you. So today, we are amazed that over 70 million minutes of biblical worldview truth has been on our programming and viewed by you, the audience, on the Real Life Network. Every piece of our content on the Real Life Network is rooted in God's Word so that it's safe, it's secure. So listen, spread the word with us, will you? Encourage friends and family to join the Real Life Network, and that we might grow together this community of believers all around the world.
So if you haven't checked it out already, that's the Real Life Network, streaming the best in Christian and conservative content. Sign up and start streaming today for free at reallifenetwork.com. That's reallifenetwork.com. On today's edition of Real Life Radio, Pastor Jack now continues his series called The Parables of Jesus, and a message titled Parable of Being the Salt. Now, whenever Jesus spoke to the crowds, he often spoke using relatable stories with common, everyday sort of themes. And the Bible calls those parables. Now, in this parable, Jesus is teaching us how to stay purposeful. You see, when salt loses its flavor, it's got to be thrown out. In Jesus' time, salt was a perishable commodity and could become polluted if not managed correctly. It's why, as Christians, we need to stay salty, alert, and responsive to the Lord's will. So today, Pastor Jack teaches us that a Christian is salty by allowing the power of Jesus to come out of us at all times. And if we see ungodliness and wickedness, then we got to do all we can to stop its poisoning effect. Now, with his message called Parable of Being the Salt, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
You know, some people have feelings, some people don't have feelings. Some people, and it's tough because if, you know, some people are getting saved or they're in worship, they're like, oh, do you feel that? They're like, do you feel that? Oh, God is here. And I mean, I don't feel nothing. I've never felt nothing. And I'm like, am I alive? That guy's crying. He's singing songs and crying. Or somebody, listen, people come forward to accept Christ. And someone's crying and they're like, oh, Jesus. Oh. And that's awesome. I'm not knocking it. It's awesome. But there's a guy standing right here and I'm looking at him and he's like, do you know what I'm saying? It has nothing to do with that. People emotionally respond to situations differently. It has nothing to do, is God in it or not? It has nothing to do with it. And somebody will say, and I know they mean well, you can feel the Lord here. I don't know what that means. What does that mean? You can feel him here. I don't know what that means. But I can tell you this. Wherever the word of God is exalted, Jesus said, the Spirit will be at work, and listen, the kingdom of God is near you. Okay, but how do you feel? I don't know, feel. I don't know. Feel, I don't know. But he said it. He said, listen, it's with you. Okay, then. Goosebumps or not, he's true. Are you with me? Some of you hardened dudes needed to hear that. Okay? Just because you don't get a tear in your eye doesn't, you know, it doesn't mean that God's abandoned you or you abandoned God. I remember really going through a head trip with that when I first got saved. I don't feel nothing. And I'm listening to all these awesome Christian songs and people are just weeping. I had a friend, his name is Richard. We were in church together. Lisa's to my left, Richard's to my right. And Lisa grew up in church. She knows every song. All the old hymns, boom. She walks around our house singing ancient hymns. My wife. She knew them from a baby. Okay, I didn't know nothing. Then Richard's next to me, and he's weeping. And he's weeping, and she knows all the songs. And I'm like, I'm going to hell in a handbasket. And I remember one time, now don't, you cannot tell anybody this, listen. I remember going home one time, and I was so disgusted with me that I took my Bible, and I said, God, I'm sure you want nothing to do with me. And I took my Bible, watch this, and I threw it. And the moment I let go of it, I went like this, I'm done with this, I'm done with this. And I threw it, and the moment I threw it, I went, oh no. And I went running, and I ran, and it crashed and broke, because it was all, and I was crying like a little baby. And then I stood up. I cried. I cried. I had to repent of that. But the third thing, verse 35, is that salt as an aseptic, not antiseptic. Aseptic, it's different. If something is aseptic, it means that it's void of impurities, okay? If something is antiseptic, it means that it controls and manages disease or sickness. There's a difference. When Jesus says you are the salt of the earth, he's talking about aseptic, meaning that what he's doing in us in the world is being agents that are purged or cleansed or clear, and he deploys us into the world. So I want you to think about this right now. Watch this. Advancing goodness is something that God has commanded us. Now watch, listen carefully. I'm gonna be misunderstood if you're not listening. There's a big cry today, predominantly, don't take my word for it, predominantly among liberal churches regarding the issue of social justice. Social justice has taken the budget away from missionary ventures in liberal churches. They don't do missions anymore. They stopped them. They brought everybody back from Africa and everybody back from China, and they said, no, we're gonna focus on our own backyard. Listen, we're gonna focus on our own backyard, and we're gonna do these social justice programs. It sounds nice on the surface. Now, fine print, a church should focus on their own backyard all the way around the globe until it comes around to the other side of the yard. Okay? So, hear me out. When you make social justice your evangelistic work or your mission, you're not preaching the gospel. When you preach the gospel, good works should follow the preaching, but you never put good works out in front of the preaching. Preaching goes out in front, and the works follow the preaching. Are you with me? Jesus set this pattern. He spoke the word of God and then confirmed the word of God by the power of miracles. That's why the Bible says, don't follow the miracle, follow the word. Jesus said, go. Preach the word, and these miracles shall follow. Right? So listen, I'm not saying leave the homeless homeless. I'm saying give them the word of God while you're finding them a place. This is vitally important. So in saying this, listen, being salt, we need to get a good biblical understanding of what that means. Because it is all-encompassing. In fact, where would you, as a Christian, not be salt? Where would you not be salt? Exactly. You're to be salt everywhere. Do you really believe that? Do you really believe that you should be salt everywhere? How many of you are school teachers? Raise your hand. Should you be salt in the school? That's going to be tough this year. How many of you are construction workers? Raise your hand. Contractors. You're supposed to be salt there. What does that look like? Josiah, LAPD, you got to be salt there, man. That's tough. Where are you not to be salt? You're a Christian. Where are you a Christian? Everywhere. This is, now look, I told you you're gonna hate me by the end of this message here. This is big stuff. This is what Jesus is saying. You are the salt of the earth. You make things taste better and you make things sting. Can you, especially you young people, I know there's a lot of young people in here tonight. I saw you come in. You have it tough, man. It's not too tough for God. Just make sure you're connected to God, because he's telling you right now, listen, you need to go back to that campus and you need to start being salty for me no matter what happens to you. Are you willing to get thrown in the lion's den for my truth? That's being salt. When microphones and cameras gather around you and they ask you a question and you know what the answer is, the flesh says, smooth it out, tone it down, compromise just a bit. You'll gain friends and influence people that way. And the Holy Spirit's saying, say what I say about it. Amen. You gotta be salt. This is a serious thing. In James 4:7, the Bible says, therefore submit to God. That's not an option. It's a command. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. You remember how Flip Wilson, those of you who are 100 or around 100 years of age, do you guys, anybody, encourage me. Who remembers Flip Wilson? Raise your hands. Okay. Do you remember when Flip Wilson said, the devil made me do that? That's not true. The devil cannot make you do anything. He can only make very strong suggestions. The rest we do. And the Bible says, James 4:7 says, resist the devil. Submit to God, first key. Submit to God, that's where your power is. And then you'll be able to resist the devil. And he will flee. Isn't that great? Guaranteed. Man, I just fell into sin. No, you did not. You hunted it down. You were looking for it. You had GPS on it. You didn't fall into it. I don't know what happened, man. Yes, you do. The next thing regarding this is Colossians 4, verse 5 says, walk in wisdom towards those who are outside. That's the unbelievers. Walk in wisdom toward them. You going back to the college campus tomorrow? Walk in wisdom toward the unbelieving world. I was talking to somebody recently about evolution. It's absolutely awesome. It was awesome. You know what's great about being a Christian? If you stay biblically based, you're always right. I mean, I know it doesn't sound arrogant, but it's this. Stay biblical and you'll always be right. And this guy's going through, well, you know what? Believing in God is stupid because you know what? Everyone knows that this thing, it got a leg and then feathers later, and that's how it got here. And I'm listening to this guy talk. He's like, dude, I so respect your level of faith is massive. I don't have that kind of faith. And I know God. To believe that, whoop, and then it climbs up, here I am. From a mud hole of ammonia and lightning. Man, that's amazing. Walk in wisdom toward the world. They don't understand it yet, but they actually need us to walk them off the edge. Redeeming the time, Colossians 4, verse 5, let your speech always be seasoned or be with grace. Seasoned with what? Salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each one. How awesome is that? Don't answer people with what they want to hear. Answer them with the truth.
You're listening to Real Life with Pastor Jack Hibbs. You know, to hear more episodes and maybe catch up in the series, just go to jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. And for now, let's get back to our teaching. Once again, here's Pastor Jack.
Number four. I've got about 30 seconds. Number four, salt as an enhancer. Jesus says, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. Wow, sounds like we're reading the book of Revelation there for a moment, huh? Jesus, you know what that means? Jesus is saying, what I just said to you is so serious, and I just threw out a parable to you, and it just landed right alongside your head. Whoever has ears, let him hear. Well, that's ridiculous. Everybody's got ears. That's not what he's saying. Do your ears work? That's what he's challenging. Do your ears work? Of course they work. No, no, no. Are they connected to your heart? Do you use them to listen? And when you hear it, do you process it, think about it, and then decide? Let him who has ears to hear, hear. And we'll end with this. I want to suggest to you tonight that according to Jesus, listening and hearing are spiritual faculties. I don't think it has anything to do with the drum set. Or 60 cycles. I think it has to do with spiritual issues and my listening. It's a very serious thing to be exposed to the truth. I've been watching a lot of debates because we're getting geared up to have Dr. John Lennox here. If you don't know who he is, become familiar with him at YouTube or at bethinking.org, or just Google Dr. Lennox or Oxford University, Dr. Lennox. I've been watching him debate Richard Dawkins, and it got me on Richard Dawkins debates. I've been watching every Richard Dawkins debate I can find. He's a famous evolutionist, probably the most famous evolutionist today, an atheist. And I wrote this down so I wouldn't mess it up. When I hear what Richard Dawkins has heard in these debates, I shudder. How can he still be an unbeliever when so much excellent logic, scientific fact, and reason has been placed into his ears to ponder? The greatest minds in the world are arguing with him about the existence of God from science, his own peers. He gets angry in the debates. He loses. He starts to attack his opponent. And the longer the debate goes, the less his argument has any firmness. It's kind of embarrassing. I'm starting to love the man. I'm not kidding you. Look up Dr. Richard Dawkins. Look him up and start listening to him debating some of these guys like William Craig. Well, he hasn't debated him yet. There's a big challenge out there right now, but him and John Lennox debate in my heart. Oh Lord. And I can see the bobber and the hook right alongside his head. And John Lennox got it. He's got it. John Lennox has it. And 36 inches away is Richard Dawkins, and he doesn't have it. And here's the amazing, here's what I love. Two brilliant minds. And has nothing to do with science, really. It's not intellectualism. It's not the sciences. It's personal. It's spiritual. It all has to do with light and dark. It all has to do with reasons to believe. And I want to ask you this. I want you to be considering how you can be, how I can be, we can be together, salt as an enhancer in our world. Now, friends, I'll end here with this. You have, and I'm grateful, and I'm serious about this, because I know I'm going to be judged someday in front of Jesus Christ himself, and I'm sure I'm going to fail miserably, but this is the reason why some of the stuff that goes on here at this church goes on here. Is because I understand this. I may be failing at this, but I understand this. And I heard this week from pastors scolding me about being political. You know, we're supposed to just roll over and let 1266 continue. That ain't gonna happen. That's not gonna happen. But watch, that's not gonna happen. Why? Why? Because when I got saved and when I read my Bible and I read it still, I have been commanded there is no area of retreat in the Christian life. There's no retreat. And so, listen, the thing is this. When evil is advancing, I am to be the salt of the earth. And when a Christian tells me, don't get involved in that stuff, it's political, I want you to know, maybe you're here tonight or maybe you're watching right now, I want you to know I'll be kind to you and I'll smile, but inside I'm saying certain things. And it is this: you have lost your flavor. You have gotten so politically correct and your theology has become so watered down that you think that you can believe in God and nobody can know about it, and you can live in an ambiguous Christian life with no effect on the culture and the people around you, and you can point and criticize people who get involved for righteousness' sake to shine their light and to be salt and make yourself feel a little bit better. But the tragedy is this: you've lost your saltiness. And it's a dangerous thing. It's a dangerous thing. And so when people criticize you for standing up for what's right and scolding out against what is wrong, you know, the Christian knows what's right and wrong. And when people say, no, you shouldn't do that because abortion's a political thing. Marriage is a political thing. And boys running around in girls' locker rooms naked because they feel like they're a girl today, that's a political thing. You know what, man? You must be reading your Bible upside down. Because those are salty things. Those are things of salt. Father, we praise you tonight, and I pray as a church and as a culture, Lord, we need to be just in this sanctuary tonight. There's enough of us here tonight that if we would go out of here salty, and that's not obnoxious. That's loving, kind, the fruit of the Spirit, but salty. Like Daniel, like Paul, like Elijah, saying, like John the Baptist, that ain't right. That's wrong. And it's not that we're all about what's wrong. Oh, we have a lot to announce that's right. But Lord, I pray that tonight you'd pump us out into the culture. And Father, that wherever we land on our feet tonight, tomorrow, that we would have that effect of salt. And Lord, that we all thank you, Lord, tonight, that the way the world is going, it's certainly amazing because there's no more gray zone anymore. If there is, it's a fine line because it's either black or white. Man, there's no place to hide. That's a good thing. And so, Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you would fill us afresh with your Holy Spirit's power, that we walk in wisdom, and that we would be the salt of the earth. And all we have to do is stop and ask ourselves or ask another Christian, what do you think Jesus meant by being the salt of the earth? There's only one answer. So may we be it. May we be very, very it. For the rescuing of lost souls to the glory of your name. And it's in his name we pray, and all God's people said,
amen.
Amen.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Life Radio with his message called Parable of Being the Salt. You know, this message is part of Pastor Jack's series called The Parables of Jesus. It's a series that highlights the teachings of Jesus while he was ministering here on this earth. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Life Radio.
So as you heard from our broadcast, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And if you'd like to know what a commitment to Christ can mean in your life personally, we would love to help you out with that. Go to jackhibbs.com/knowgod. That's K-N-O-W, God. And there you'll be guided through what a commitment to Christ can mean in your life and the freedom that you'll find in knowing God. Don't miss out. That's the Know God tab at jackhibbs.com.
You ever feel like your Christian values are under constant assault? In a world where biblical truth is often labeled hateful or backward, how do we stand firm without becoming combative or isolated? Pastor Jack Hibbs wants to help you find answers with this month's featured resource, When Culture Hates You. It's written by Natasha Crane. And in this straight-talking book, you'll discover how to tackle tough conversations, maintain biblical convictions, and respond to cultural hostility with both grace and truth. Now think of it as your essential guide for navigating a world that often views faith as the enemy. You'll learn how to speak confidently on issues of morality, identity, and belief without losing sight of God's love, because sometimes the strongest stance is one that balances conviction with compassion. Now, if you're ready to stand strong in an ever-shifting culture, look no further. When culture hates you, it's available for a gift of any amount at jackhibbs.com/realradio. One more time, jackhibbs.com/realradio.
Looking for an inspiring way to pass some time? Or maybe just need some help to get through your workday? How about listening while you work? The Jack Hibbs Podcast brings you real stories, real people with real life experiences. From inspiring journeys to thought-provoking conversations, we've got it all. So discover a world of knowledge, laughter, and connection. The Jack Hibbs Podcast and so much more are available on our website at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com, where faith meets real life.
This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Life Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Life Radio.